Talking about covering him with muck, I did a jumper. Mr. M and a Mr. S, they must remain anonymous. They'll probably get shot. And they said, can you blow the colliery up? One of these old collieries, you know, the lot's got to go. The head sticks, the winding houses and the chimney stack and all this. And the ground's got to be given back in a fit and proper condition. Can you imagine it? Oh, boy. Anyway, they said they'd got a chase side, a wheelbarrow and half a dozen blokes. There's nothing like optimism. We're going to destroy the colliery, you know, flatly. Oh, boy. More like an Irish comedy team. Anyway, can you do anything for us? It looks like I've got to do a lot for you, doesn't it? Thought I'd better grind it up pretty small. They haven't got much to shift it with. Anyway, we got stuck into it on the Monday, and there was concrete flying about, and I was shifting these buildings one time. By Wednesday, I'd shifted quite a few. We got one little office there, the only one with the phone in, with big white letters on Tuesday night. Not to be blown up. He's going mad, you know. Wednesday morning, I went to a lot of trouble. Drilled the chimney, got all the explosive in. I was just looking around, and then the Mr. S of the partners came, and he's in this little office, and he's at the door. Hey, come here! Come here! He said, so I went over. I said, I'm going to write the chimney off. He said, I thought you were. He said, just have a word with our insurance man. He's on the phone from Sheffield. So I picked the phone up. I said, hello. Oh, this is Hardcastle, Froude and Hardcastle or something like that. You know, insurers. And he said, about the chimney. He said, our man will come tomorrow. You'll be able to knock it down probably a week on Thursday. I thought, this bugger's joking, all right. What do you want me to do? Take all the explosive out? They never mentioned this. I said, just half a mo, put it down, I'd just put it at the side of the phone. I said, just stop there a minute. Will you, Mr. S? Like, so went out and just touched the stop. Boom! I went back in. I said, did you hear that? He said, aye, what was it? I said, chimney just fell down. He did it, bloody not. Yes, yes, oh, aye, high winds, you see. He was, plain bloody hell he was. Anyway, that was only the start of me trouble. So, on the Thursday, I thought, well, I'll have it written off by weekend, or Friday morning. I'd only got one big winding house to do, and it's Staffordshire blue brick, you know, 5 courses thick. And I've blown the concrete engine bed inside, so I'll drop the building on it, and then they can shovel it up, because I haven't got to do the washing plant, because it's on steel legs, you know, with these washing plants, and about 2-story high, you know, with the where they used to wash the coal. So, he said, don't blow that up, we'll burn, do that with the burners, you see, then it keeps, you don't twist the metal. So I thought, this is a damn big building, will it? Took me, about a couple of hours, drill all the holes around it, you know. I give it a right thrutch and down, and I'm finished. And it's just about getting on for lunchtime, it was, I'd done it. A bit of sleet blowing across, and one of these Austin Cambridges come down and stopped. And the bloke got out, and it was Mr. M. Got his Gannex coat on, his best suit, heavy knitted yellow woolen gloves. Don't think his heater was working in the car, you know. Come across, you see. How are you, Mr. Bates? I said, very well, Mr. M. I said, you get a good view. I'm just going to write that one off. 25-foot high. Oh, bugger you, he said. I've heard about you this week. And he goes away somewhere. So I said, watch out for the bits. Boom! You know, and the bloody great building fell down, you see. And then the dust is slowly going away, and these blokes are sneaking back. One of them says, hey, look there, look at that. There, on the second floor fire escape landing of the washing plant, stood Mr. M. Now, he'd gone in there to get a good view. They'd been washing coal in there since 1894. This was the nearest building we'd blown up to it. And then on the second floor, all the cross members joined to hold the roof up. They're that deep in, like, black talcum powder. And boom, and it shoot the steel legs, and there must have been half a ton dropped on the floor. And it goes, poof, and he was straight out on the landing. And somebody said, Al Jolson. Head to foot. And as he come down, knocking himself, the whites of his eyes shone as though they'd been blankoed, you know. And those big yellow knitted gloves looked like 8-ounce boxing gloves. And he opened his hands at the bottom and someone looked and shouted, Mammy! I finished up 30 quid light on that job. Yeah.